WWA Mobile.
DJW Mobile.
Wow, it's an honor to share the airways with you, bro.
Hi, Krispy Kreme on the way home. Stop off and pick up a dozen.
Him down. Try that one more time for me, Dave.
Did you go buy Krispy Kreme on the way home?
Milkshake, and it's not setting all that well. Either that or that chicken sandwich is not setting well, and the milkshake's fine, but anyhow, I just headed on home. Even though if I had seen that hot now sign on, it would have been difficult to keep the truck from pulling in there.
Experiencing that difficulty now. I guess I'm going to win though.
Sign on.
No, I forgot all about that. I don't see that sign on. I just see Krispy Kreme.
I figured you'd been home by now. I'm passing the Dollar General up at, I just turned on 357 from 358.
Passing Krispy Kreme. I got stuck outside talking. Boy, it looks good there, but I don't see any hot now sign on.
Good. I'd hate to think that I missed the hot now, because that is the one time when I just can't keep the truck from pulling in.
I know what you mean. They got a good product. Anyway, that was a pretty good meeting tonight. Good turnout.
And, man, I am so glad to see that mounting plate for that windlass. Sheesh. That's just perfect.
Isn't it, though? I'm glad they found that.
Surprised that that's on 115 volts. But, you know, it is what it is. It's got to run on 115. For something like that, you know, it's like any other winch. I figured that would have run on a 12-volt system.
But it did. But I guess Johnny was saying one of those little 2000 Hondas will run it. So I think it draws 15 amps. I don't know how many amps one of those little Honda 2000s will output, but it must be at least 15.
I've got a little 15. No, I got a 2,000 watt, but if he's got a 2,000 watt Honda, you know, that's probably one of those things that's super compact, little handle to it. You know, you definitely use that. That'd be the easiest thing. But just something tells me for that application, definitely have a spare there.
Two of those. The club bought two of those 2000 Honda 2200s, I think they are, many, many years ago.
Now, is that full run wattage, or is that the peak?
I don't know what that designation is, but it's 110. I don't know how many amps.
A generator, especially these gas-powered jobs, like a 9000 will put out, I believe it's 7,500 continuous under full draw at 9,000 peak for startup, you know, momentary draw. And you got to kind of watch that. The one I've got is a 3000 and it's a 2250 continuous. And so if it's a full 20 amp draw on that little motor, he needs to look at the Hondas and see if they're a full continuous 20 amp supply.
It draws 15 amps, and if you do 2200 divided by 110, you get 20 amps. 2200 watts divided by 110 volts will give you 20 amps, and it takes 15 amps. So that's only 3/4 of its rating, so it should be fine.
Sounds good then. Yep. Well, in the meantime, are we getting pretty close to that time when we want to go up?
Today, when the wind's not blowing.
You ready to go up with the other stuff? You want to do all of that on the same day? don't you? No. I'm talking about going up the tower.
So that's scheduling. There's a lot of scheduling to do for that.
I was talking about all of our upgraded equipment. Are we about ready to get ready to do that?
I haven't got an update recently. We were supposed to do that today, but we skipped.
Well, now, you know, I've got my East Side lunch tomorrow, and then I got to show my building tomorrow afternoon. But I got a feeling if the weather's not too bad, Wednesday morning, it's going to be cool. And if it's not too cool, but it's too cool to take the boat out, I may want to go fly.
I don't know if Wednesday's going to work. I'm at I'm in the shadow of Paris Mountain. You're getting kind of scratchy. Am I getting scratchy on you?
You're cleaning up again.
Gary and I are going to do something on Wednesday. I'm not 100% sure, but I'll find out tomorrow, and we'll take it from there.
Hey, when you were in school, did you go to the Michelin Center at Tech?
A noisy Harley next to me. I can't hear anything.
School, did you go to the Michelin Center at Tech?
Didn't. I entered a transfer curriculum, Greenville Tech Clemson transfer course. But Michelin did pay for it. I mean, as long as I maintained the P, they didn't care what I was taking. I could take any major, and they cared less. As long as I made the P and I was going to school, they would pay for it.
Cool. That's cool. Yeah, well, hopefully they got some of that worked out, because I tried to do that transfer program. And when I tried to transfer my electronics hours over to Clemson, they weren't going to give me credit but 40% of what I took. And I wound up going down to Georgia Tech. And Georgia Tech, man, I'll tell you what. If you transfer in down there, that back in those days, that culture, if you didn't start as a freshman, you weren't nothing.
Problems. I started mine in, I think it was 6 years after I graduated. It took me 6 years to figure out it was time to go back to school.
Yeah, but you went back to school, didn't you? Now, that's the important thing. Hey, you know, we all figure things out at different rates. But I finished out that 1 year at Georgia Tech, and I had all the electronics that I needed. I did not finish my senior year. And I had 2 years at Greenville Tech, had another year down at Georgia Tech, and, you know, when it came right down to it, I was doing component-level board repair for my dad on those x-ray machines, and he says, look, you got whatever you need. Just come on.
Figured it out, too. we both figured it out. I thought I was going to be able to go without it, but when I was lifting plaques of rubber up on the back of these guillotines thing that cut the rubber in two, I figured out real quick. My back will never hold up to this. I have to go back to school. I didn't have any choice.
Yeah, that's... Oh, I know what you were doing. You were cutting the raw blank to have it formed up to make the circle raw rubber for the molds.
They had this machine that would run it through an extruder, but before it was extruded, you had to put several different layers of rubber on this belt that was going up at an angle to the guillotine that would cut it up and mix different mixes. So you didn't use a single batch of rubber. You mixed all the rubber together really, really well. So you each plaque came from a different mix. And then when you put it through the guillotine, stacked on top of each other, the guillotine would cut like through six different mixes, and then you would blend that in through an extruder, and that would go into a two-roll mill, and then that would go over to another extruder, which would extrude the profile on it and wind it up on a bobbin, and then it would get on a chain, I would unwind it into a circle, and start making a tube that would eventually, you'd press the two ends of the tube together and form it like a tire. It was a complex process.
Did you ever get in over there on the prime?
It was in France when they started prime, and when I came back, they were doing full, they had the building over there in Donaldson Center that is the prime building now. And they had just purchased it, and it was like top secret. Nobody talked about it. And that was like the year that I left Michelin, is when they bought that building over there in Donaldson Center, not the one on the external to Donaldson Center. That had been there for quite a while. They bought another building inside Perimeter Road.
How about that? And see, I never got to see inside of Prime. But I did get to help them do some NDT on the stuff that they did produce. And that was really interesting. Well, listen, Bud, I have reached the hacienda, and I'm going to go in here and do like I said I was going to do and watch that movie, play it on the inside of my eyelids. So I will talk to you possibly tomorrow. Now, I may be just a little bit late getting into the meeting. Either that or I'll be on my cell phone logging into the meeting. Be sure to send me out an email invite, okay?
You already have the email invite. I sent it to you the other day after we decided to move it out a day. So you should have it already. Check your email inbox and let me know if you don't have it.
So, sir. All right. Well, good enough. You have a good evening, and I will talk to you again soon, more than likely tomorrow. W4DJW, K4VWA, I'm clear.
All right, well, enjoy the movie, Inside Those Eyelids. K4VWA, W4DJW Mobile.
You in?
DJW.
Yep, sure is. It's me, KB2GUN.
Only 5 minutes for net start, so I thought I'd just say hello.
What is that?
Caesar said 6:10, 9 p.m., 365 days a year.
You said 6:10?
Affirmative, the frequency we are on now, 146.610.
Go ahead and find it, where it's at. So, but yeah, that's where I'll be at, and shortly.
Okay, well, you're on it now. The frequency you're on now is when it starts, here in 4 minutes.
All right, well, I'll be sitting here at my desk waiting.
All right, well, I'll see you there. W4DJW, standing by for net.
KB2GUN, standing by.
Wish I could make it, but can't. Thank you.
You doubled the bill.
I'm sorry. So thanks for the invitation to the meeting. Wish I could make it, but can't. W4FCM.
It was a good meeting, Fred. Maybe you'll make it to the next one. We enjoyed it.
That's historic, isn't it? So, hope to make one more day. Thank you, Dave. W4FCM, standing by for net.
Yeah, W4DJW, stand by for net.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in via APRS messages sent to W4DJW. You can also check in via EchoLink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP.
For HTP, this is KO4NUE, one routine, your station, ma'am.
4NUE, please send your traffic.
76 Routine HX Golf. KO4RYP. Check of 3. Campobello SC. Mixed group 2040 local. Mixed group 3 October. Break.
O4 NUE, please continue with the address.
Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, Wendy, Simpsonville, SC. Break.
All right, please continue, please send text.
Riding speed, ARL 50. X-ray. Break.
ARL 50 X-ray. Word check is 3.
3.
Now I just get to look up what ARL 50 means. And do you have any other traffic?
No traffic to this station. Please check in. Me and Miss Anna will be in and out tonight, Miss Wendy.
KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you for passing that traffic along on our net tonight, and I'm lucky I'm the one that received it. And I have you checked in, Mr. Chad, KO4NUE from Campobello, and Miss Anna, KO4RYP. Thanks for checking in tonight. Announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I will begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet, then give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. I would like to start by recognizing my husband Mark, W2MJB, Mr. Richard from Greenville, K4ROW, Mr. Richard from Simpsonville, KA3JCA, Miss Sally from Simpsonville, KA4JCA, and Miss Ashley from Simpsonville, KA4ACL. Next, I have checking in the Upstate ARC, K3DOV. Then I have Mr. Brian checking in from Rutherfordton, KM4JWP. Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Travelers Rest, W4FCM and N4IEI. Next, I'd like to welcome Mel checking in from Prosperity, K4XMR, and W2AMD, Mr. Andrew from Simpsonville. I'd like to welcome Andy checking in from Table Rock, KI4LVI, and Ben from Simpsonville, KO4ZEW. Next, I'd like to welcome Kurt checking in from Greenville, KM4BLH. Tony from Asheville, N4ASW. Nate from Greer, KI4AUT. Leroy from Taylor's, KA5WLL. Cab Mr. Jack checking in from Greenville, KJ4UHF. Jerry from Anderson, N4DJC. Mr. John checking in from Seneca, WX4JEL. Mr. Roland checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. Pat checking in from Malden, K4OSH. Mr. Jim from Dacusville, KO4RAX. Our check-ins up to this point are 26. So that's a big number of early check-ins, and I appreciate people taking advantage of that opportunity, that technology, to to do that, you go to, on the computer, you go to brars.cc, B-R-A-R-S.cc. At the top, you click on the menu, and then you slide down the menu listings to Net Pre-Check-In, and then you're prompted from there. So anyone who would like to try that out, that's how you do it. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I would like to check Echolink stations in. Echolink stations only. Please call KN4HTP.
KN4HTP, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome John, checking in from Brown Summit. KN4RJN, and I have you down for some ragchew later. Thanks for checking in tonight, John. All right, tonight being Monday, we will start with Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please check in by calling Net Control.
4HTV. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and we'll stick around tonight, Wendy.
HTP. Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Uniform November, and this is Bill at Mills River, and I'll stick around for a while.
HTP. This is Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Kilo Oscar 4. Golf Uniform November. Nelson. In Greenville, right to Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend Mr. Harry, checking in from Candler. KC4EZN. Thanks for joining us tonight, Harry. And I have you signed up for some RAGCHU later. I can't remember if I mentioned that to John. I have you signed up for RAGCHU also. Next up, I'd like to welcome you in from Mills River, KB2GUN. And Mr. Bill, I have you down for some comments later. So thank you for hanging around. Then I would like to welcome Mr. Nelson, checking in from Greenville, KO4GUN. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Nelson. Good to have you with us on the radio. All right, at this time, I'm going to go to Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. Please call Net Control to check in.
Net Control, good evening, Wendy. If you would check in, and hello, KN4HTP. If you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. Good evening to yourself, Miss Winnie, and all the net. No traffic and no queue. And Miss Winnie, do be sure and tell Mr. Mark I'll say hello.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Steven, checking in from Greenwood, KA4PQA. Thanks for joining us tonight, Stephen. It's always good to hear you. And I will pass your greetings along to Mr. Mark. All right, we'll go back to the RF check-ins, and we're on the group Echo Through Hotel, E through H. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
Net Control, if you will, please take another check-in.
Go ahead with your check-in.
Yeah, this is Whiskey X-Ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT, Danny, over here in Gastonia, North Carolina. I know I'm kind of out of ranks, but I gotta get it. But anyways, y'all have a good 73. I'll be out at 4. Thank you.
HTV. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HGX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And I will be in and out tonight. Wendy, thanks for calling the net.
Oh. This is W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative,
sir. KN4 4, HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Danny, checking in from Gastonia. WX4DAT. Thanks for joining us tonight, Danny. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. It's good to hear you on the radio tonight, Patrick. I'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, checking in from Taylor's, W4FHJ. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, we'll go ahead and move to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L. Please call Net Control to check in.
ATP, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
ATP, Oscar and Mark are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4 JFO. Thanks for joining us tonight, James. Hope you have a good evening. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. Good to hear you on the radio tonight, Mr. Sid. Thanks for joining us. All right, at this time, I'll give another opportunity to our group India through Lima. India through Lima, please call Net Control to check in. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Mike through Papa. M through P, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
HTP, Andy, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
M4 at HTP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
This is KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. She is checking in from Piedmont and brings along her husband, Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Miss Lorena, and please pass along our greetings to Mr. Rick and Miss Michelle. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, checking in from Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Thanks for tuning in tonight, Lloyd. It's good to hear you on the radio. All right, we'll get another opportunity here for the group Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call Net Control to check in.
Control. Again, out of turn. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray, KI-4, KCX. My name is Jerry. My location is Craycourt. Just check me in and out tonight, please. I'm sorry about checking in out of turn.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, checking in from Craycourt, KI-4KCX. Thank you for joining us tonight, Jerry. Hope you have a good evening. At this time, I'm going to move us to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo. This is Robert in Joanna, and I say hi to you and everyone else on the net. I will be negative and negative tonight.
HTP. In Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
In 4 HTP. In KO4 QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. Chris and Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, checking in from Joanna, KD4SRR. Howdy, Mr. Robert. Good to have you joining us. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, checking in from Lyman, WN4S. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chris. And then I'd like to welcome KO4QLG, Mr. Chris, checking in from Liberty. Hope you're doing well tonight, Mr. Chris. Glad you joined us tonight. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for our group Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango, please call Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the group Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call Net Control to check in.
Net Control. Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu, Whiskey Alpha. My name is Fleet. I am in traveler's rest tonight, and I will be negative and negative.
Again, Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey Alpha. On an HT in Inman tonight.
This is KN4 HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Fleet checking in from Traveler's Rest, KJ4 ZWA. Thanks for joining us tonight. Hope you're having a good evening. Also, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy checking in from Southern Greenville County, K4XB. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tommy. Next up, I have KN4VWA, Mr. Steve, checking in from Inman. Good to hear you on the radio, Mr. Steve. Thank you for joining us. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for the group Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu, please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. This is KO4WTQ, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and standby.
Oh, Whiskey 4, Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod, we're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Greg checking in from Greer, KO4WTQ. Thank you for joining us tonight, Mr. Greg. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Rod checking in from the land of Waz, W4WOZ. Good to hear you on the radio tonight, Mr. Rod. Hope you're doing well. All right, at this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
JP. Hey, Mark in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Mark and all on the net.
HTP. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave in Easley. That'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave, and thanks for the time you put in to be the net manager. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS, and his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary, and I want to let those listening know Gary runs the net on Wednesday nights, and there's a swap net after that's always interesting to listen to. So tune in on Wednesdays at 9. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, checking in from Easley, KB2BYQ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Dave. Hope you're having a good evening up there in Easley. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for Alpha through Delta, A through D. Please call Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to open check-ins up to the big group. Anyone Alpha through Zulu, anyone at all Alpha through Zulu, please call Net Control to check in.
And WD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4 Delta Yankee Hotel, Johnny, Taylor's, no traffic, no roundtable, good evening.
Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, Kilo 4, NNC, my name is Fred, home with you, my friend. So you at home with NNC, negative, negative.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Johnny, checking in from Taylor's, WD4DYH. Hope you're having a good evening, Mr. Johnny. Thanks for checking in. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, who is checking in. He is mobile near Piedmont, KO4NNH. Thanks for joining us tonight, Fred. Hope you have a good drive. All right, is there anyone else at this time that wants to check in? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP. November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane, and I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, checking in from Greenville, N4ZLK. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Shane. Hope you're having a good evening. All right, we'll give one more opportunity here. Checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu, please call net control to check in. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks to everyone for checking in. At this point, I have 56 check-ins, so thank you everyone for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. At this time, I'd like to go ahead and check in with my friend John, KN4RJN. How are things up in your neck of the woods?
This is KN4RJN. Well, we survived the hurricane, lost power for about a day, and everything's back up, and everybody's happy now. did you suffer any ill effects down your way?
We got less rain than I anticipated. I guessed 2 inches, but we didn't quite get to that. So I did enjoy the breezy days and the clouds making it a little cooler. That was all nice. So for me, the trip was a win. I mean, the hurricane was a tropical storm, which was very mild in my area. So I just enjoyed it. But I'm sad to hear you lost power for a day. Did your refrigerator keep everything cold enough?
This is KN4RJN. Now, we had to take some stuff out of the freezer and truck it over to my daughter's house and put it in their freezer because it was starting to get soft. And what was in the refrigerator that was critical, we just cooked it real quick. Cooked it or ate it and got rid of it. But so now we got to got to do a major shopping trip. but other than that, we survived. We did have some heavy duty wind up here. We got like 50 mile an hour wind, and there were several trees down, and as a result of that, you know, power lines going down and that sort of thing. So you know, we lost power for a little while, but. And the problem is, in our neighborhood, we're on a community well, so we lose power, we lose water, too. So there's that.
Sounds like I got it easy, for sure. And but it's just devastating to see the pictures that they were putting on the news of the people who'd lost everything and all the water damage and the people who lost their lives. It was a terrible thing.
Is KN4RJN. Yeah, we got off easy compared to what they hit down there, which is why I don't live in Florida. But in any event, we do have some solar activity going on, and let me switch screens here real quick and tell you about that. It's JN, let me get this guy up here, and we've got, over the next 3 days, they're actually making it up to a G2 on the geomagnetic storm in the next 3 days. There is a 30 to 35% chance of an S1 solar radiation storm, which is mostly affects if you're up in an airplane. However, for the next 3 days, there's an R1. There's a 75% chance, 75 to 70% chance of an R1 or R2 radio blackout, which is mild to moderate. But there's also a 35% chance of an R3 or greater. Now, the R1 is a minor, weak or minor degradation of HF radio communications on the sunlit side for occasional loss of radio contact. A moderate is limited blackout of HF on the sunlit side, loss of radio contact for tens of minutes. A strong, an R3, is loss of radio contact for an hour or better on the sunlit side of Earth. So we may experience some issues with radio over the next 3 days. May. There's a better chance than what there has been. So just want to let everybody know that. And again, that only affects the sunlit side of the Earth, so it won't affect the net. At all, because the sun's down by the time we get on the air. As far as what's in the sky, let me let this drop. This KN4RJN, Jupiter and Saturn are both up, as well as about a half a moon, a little bit better than a half a moon, running ahead of Jupiter and Saturn. If you get a chance to look at the moon, when it's like that, you can see the shadows of the craters, and even with just a pair of binoculars, you can see more detail than when it's full. The sky, because of the hurricane, is relatively clear. A whole lot of haze and other stuff that was in the air, humidity and whatnot, has been taken away by the hurricane, so your sky should be a lot clearer. And so get out your telescopes, get out your binoculars or whatever you got, or just go out and look if you've got decent dark skies. We had really nice dark skies when the power went out, because all the neighborhood lights went out, but unfortunately it was cloudy, so we couldn't see anything anyway. But if you got dark skies in your neighborhood, go out and take a look. It'll be a lot clearer, and you'll be able to see a whole lot more things. Let's see. The moon on Wednesday night will be near Saturn in the evening, and be within the field of vision of a set of binoculars and see both of them. Fortunately, the moon might wash a whole lot of Saturn out, but right now it's a little bit further away from the moon, so if you've got a scope, you can probably see some of the moons of Saturn. You can definitely see some of the moons of Jupiter. I think we're going to have another transit of the moons across Jupiter here in a week or so. Let's see if I can find that real quick. Let me let this drop for a second. Again, for RJN, yeah, two of the moons of Jupiter are going to cross in front of it on Wednesday, October 19th, along with the Great Red Spot, and that will occur from about 5:20 to about 7 o'clock, which hopefully, that's GMT, which means it'll be, let me figure this out here real quick, that'll be about 9:45 our time to, around 9 o'clock, 9 to 9:45, somewhere around in there. If you've got a scope, you can take a look at those two little moons that are crossing, and the two moons that are crossing let me see here, Great Red Spot, Europa and Ganymede. There they are. Europa and Ganymede will be crossing in front of Jupiter, and if you've got a decent enough scope, you should see two little black dots crossing across the face of Jupiter at that point in time. So that's all I've got for this evening, Wendy. What else is going on in your world?
4RJN, this is KN4HTP. Well, the weather was cooler here, and I enjoyed time outside. I took my book out on I'm studying for the general exam, and I took my book out on the screen porch and enjoyed most of the afternoon trying to make it through the second half of Chapter 4. And it's the one that's talking a lot about the component, well, in my mind, it's the component that I would use to build a radio. So I could be incorrect about that, but... So some of it really catches my interest and some of it really doesn't, and so I'm struggling a little bit. But it's all good. I like my goal to get my general license, and so I am committed to studying every week and, learning the material so that I can responsibly use the radio with the general license. So, did you have a particular reason you went for your general license, or you just knew from the beginning you were going to go, get all the licenses you could?
This is KN4RJ, and I hate to disappoint you, Wendy, but I never got a general license. I'm still working off of my technician's license. Once I got that, I had no burning desire to go any further, at least not at that point in time. And lately, other things have been getting in the way, so I'm still just a lowly technician.
I am a lowly technician too, and there's nothing wrong with that. I just assumed you had. You're so knowledgeable about so many different things, so that was an assumption on my part. So you might as well, you could fake it if you needed to, but obviously you can't because it's against the rules. So anyway, so that's what I was up to today. I don't know. I'm just really enjoying. I'm going to enjoy this fall. I don't know what it is, but I'm already thinking about making pumpkin desserts and made some. We enjoyed some pumpkin chocolate chip cookies last weekend. And, just enjoying the fall. So I'm really looking forward to this coming month. Just kind of revel in the fall colors and the temperatures and the, the outdoors. Let's put it that way. Fall is when I'm comfortable outdoors.
This can for RJ, and I don't know if you've ever seen the movie or read the books Dune, but this time of year a few years ago I got my wife a coffee cup that said the spice must flow, referring to this pumpkin spice, but it was a play on the line from Dune. So yeah, all that stuff's floating through the air. You can almost smell the pumpkin spice floating through the air up here. But I saw what I can't remember now what it was, pumpkin spice something that was like, you got to be kidding me. I can't remember now what it was. Might have been chewing gum or something like that, but something weird. And I thought, we're carrying this pumpkin spice thing just a little bit too far here.
Picture that. Well, they used to have clove-flavored chewing gum, but that does not sound good. It smells good, but I don't think it tastes good. But I have the candle, the fall-scented candle in the kitchen going, so I can sympathize with you. Evidently, I'm a bit like your wife, enjoying the fall scents, even if I have to manufacture them with a candle. But, Mark was thoughtful today. On his way home, he stopped and got a pumpkin roll. So we had for our dessert. So dessert tonight for dinner was a, piece of pumpkin cake, which was good. Oh, but it makes it hard to,
to watch my carbs. We're trying to do the keto diet, so we failed miserably today because that pumpkin cake was irresistible. But apple cider too, that's good this time of year. So and the homemade apple juice seems to come out more often in the grocery stores, so that's something else good to look forward to. But so how's your dog and your cats doing?
Is K4RJN. Well, the dog's sacked out on the couch across the room there, on his couch. We had a professional cleaner come in and clean the couches and some rugs, take some rugs away and wash those and get some other stuff out of here. And he hit that couch hard, the one that the dog spends most of his time on when I'm up here in my office in the shack. And we put down a couple of blankets, fixed a little bit, but still, I mean, he went over that couch. He must have worked on it for an hour and a half out of there, but the dog's doing fine. He's happy. The cats are, you know, reasonably happy as cats get, and everybody's doing good.
Our shadow was running in the backyard last week, and, well, 2 weeks ago, I guess, it's been, and cut her toe open, so I had to take her down for stitches. Because I couldn't get her foot to stop bleeding on my carpet. So I need a carpet cleaner now. But she didn't act like it bothered her at all. I'm like, come on, you're bleeding all over everything. So I got her down there for some stitches to the vet, and the stitches have dissolved, and she's back up to her usual now that she's not hindered by something weird on her foot like one of my socks. She's running around like nothing ever happened, so I'm sure she's been fixed. Her stitches have dissolved, and she is ready to go. But so that's how our pup's doing. Other than that, she's her usual self. It was funny that the different types of bandaging we tried, and how some of them made her act like she couldn't even use the leg, and some of them she was, you know, tiptoeing around on, and but that sock was the best thing because it just felt weird, but she could still spread out her paw and use it for everything. So we caught her running in the backyard one time with the sock on. Mark was out there hollering at her, come on, come on, don't do that. But she feels like running, you know, so she does. The freedom of a dog, dog's life, they have it good, those pets of ours.
Is K4RJN. And yeah, in fact, I've got Walt scheduled for a bath on Wednesday. There's a mobile dog grooming place that goes around with their little truck, and they'll come to you. And since Walt doesn't do very good in a car, just even taking him a couple miles down to the road to the one vet that also does dog grooming is pretty stressful for him. So we've hired these people to come by every once in a while and give him a bath, trim his nails, and make him all pretty again, and smell better. So that's going to occur on Wednesday, so I'll let you know how that turns out.
Picture some cartoon version of a dog who doesn't want a bath. Although, Shadow needs a bath, but I just usually use the hose and some dog shampoo out in the yard. I wonder if they could accommodate a dog as big as a greyhound at one of those mobile grooming setups.
It is K4RJ, and well, Walter's a full-blooded lab, yellow lab, and he's, you know, 60-65 pounds, so he's pretty good size, and he doesn't seem to mind it. When the lady came the first time here 6-8 weeks ago, you know, she came to the door, I introduced her to the dog, and he was all happy and went with her, and they went up across the street into the truck, and about a half hour later they came back, and boom, you know, he didn't seem to mind it at all, so it works a whole lot better than trying to get him into the car and taking him down the road.
Well, maybe I'll give one of them a call and see if they would do it, because I don't like to trim Shadow's nails. I'd rather have somebody else do that part, so that's a good idea. And sounds like your dog's just a few, well, I don't know, about eight pounds lighter than my dog. I don't know, a dog that big is pretty heavy.
This is K4RJ, and I've seen your dog, and all things considered, he's long and lanky, but he's pretty skinny. I'm not sure if he weighs more than Walter or not, because Walter's, you know, yellow lab. He's a good sized boy.
Right. She is. My dog is pretty skinny, but just long legs. Sometimes I just call her long legs because that's what she looks like. Just a little dog body with long legs. Well, I'm excited to check out this star report that you've given me to see if I can catch the moons of Jupiter. And after calling the net, I'm going to head out and take a look at, find where Saturn is and the moon. And I'm going to enjoy some time out there because it's so pleasant. So thanks for the star report. I really appreciate that.